Gentis presents The Gold Seekers by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. This book is dedicated to my brother-in-law, Squadron Leader John Chisholm Ward, a seventh-generation descendant of one of Australia's pioneer families. Chapter 1. Keep her going, young Luke, Daniel Murphy urged cheerfully. He grinned as, with powerful arms, he shoveled the contents of his barrow into the slanting oblong box of the gold-mining rocker they were working. "This one may yield more than dust. Others have made big strikes. Why shouldn't we? Morgan says the gold's here, and he knows what he's doing, don't he?" His brother Luke, standing thigh-deep in the cold, murky waters of the creek, responded with an indifferent shrug. "Does he, Dan?" he questioned. "Does he?" But not waiting for an answer, and with now practiced skill, he baled water into the cradle and began shaking it on its rockers in order to separate the mass of sand and gravel. Larger fragments of rock and useless pebbles were retained by a perforated metal sheet secured across the upper part of the box, the rest falling through into the sloping bottom for the water to wash it past the series of slats or riffles. At the end of each day, someone would carefully scoop from behind the riffles the particles of gold that had settled there, mixed inevitably with sand. Luke straightened up, smothering a sigh. Unlike his older brother Daniel, who was a well-muscled 6 feet, he was small and slight, and just past his 18th birthday, the younger by 3 years. Until 4 months ago, when Captain Jasper Morgan had entered their lives on his way to the goldfields, both he and Dan had been content enough to work on their father's small, isolated farm in California's Sacramento Valley, raising hogs and horses, and supplying the gold rush travelers and the mining camps with food and timber, in addition to replacements for their worn-out teams. Their father was a Mormon. Although he had been one of the early converts, he had found existence under Brigham Young in Great Salt Lake City too restrictive, and had deserted the New Zion in order to return to the life and work he knew and loved best. But he had retained the principles of his faith, and the all-prevailing gold fever now gripping the state of California in the year of 1850 had left him unmoved, for he had heeded the Mormon leader's stern injunction that gold was for paving city streets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?